This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us here on the radio waves. And you can talk about whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
So, let's see. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind, but there's a story that came across my show prep pile this week that is very disturbing to me, and that is that the U.S. Senate has now voted to extend the draft, basically, draft registration, to women in the United States. And the there's a story here from the Foundation for Economic Education written by a female veteran. So keep that in mind as you hear what I'm about to deliver here. FEE.org, by the way, is their website. The New York Times reported this week that the United States Senate voted to pass a defense bill today that would require young women to sign up for a potential military draft for the first time in U.S. history. Unquote. The issue was bound
to... bill. This isn't the law yet, right?
That's correct. The issue is bound to come up eventually, as women have recently been allowed to compete for combat positions on the front line. Captain Kristen Grice's recent completion of Army Ranger School and assignment as an infantry officer is evidence of this shift in both policy and culture. The accepted logic goes that if women have equal access to all jobs in the military, they ought to have equal responsibility with respect for the draft.
And I can understand why somebody would make that assertion, that would be equal recognition under the law, right?
Mm-hmm. The ultimate purpose of the Selective Service, or excuse me, make no mistake, there has not been, or even though there has not been a draft since the 1970s, the ultimate purpose of Selective Service registration is precisely to enable a draft when deemed necessary. Many are applauding these changes as an important step towards equality and recognition of women's capabilities. But the focus on equality is masking the underlying injustice of the law in the first place. The more important issue is that forcing anyone to register for the Selective Service is unjust because it is based on coercion and has the potential to place otherwise peaceful people into violent situations. And then she says, we'll examine why. But, of course, she's totally right. I remember when I was 17 or 18 or whenever it was, they sent some threatening notice to my house, I think it was, and they said that you better sign up for this draft Selective Service or else you will be subject to 5 years in prison or up to 5 years in prison and like $500,000 in fines. And at, you know, at that young age, I wasn't as principled of a libertarian as I am today. And I was afraid. I was scared of the federal government coming after me and putting me into prison. So I went ahead and filled out that card. Had I had the resolve that I have today, I wouldn't have done so. Ultimately, it doesn't appear as though too much happens. It doesn't look like people are generally prosecuted for not filling out the draft card.
There's all these threats surrounding funding of college and these kind of things, you know, grants
right.
for college and that.
Federal grants, federal jobs, they'll prohibit you from having those.
And I can imagine that people would want to sign up for that very reason, you know, to be have access to, you know, federal grants for college and that sort of thing, because college is expensive. It's been driven up by the fact that the federal government gives grants to college. The cost mm-hmm. of college has been driven up by the what essentially is, you know, collegiate welfare. So, you know, I can get why people would want that, and I don't hold them responsible for having done such a thing. But, you know, the draft in the United States is rather benign. It, for decades, about four or five of them now, there really hasn't been a draft. Let's say I'm 45, and...
Well, then you don't get to call the draft benign because it doesn't exist. When the draft exists, it is not benign because it sends people to their doom.
Well, yeah, okay, so the Selective Service is functionally our draft, right? I mean...
No,
okay,
that's registration for the draft.
All right,
the Selective
fine.
Service runs the...
So the draft is benign. So it's registration for the draft means that the draft is benign.
The draft
because
it's currently not active.
So, thus being benign, sir.
Now, the idea of a draft is not benign at all, right, so I'm going to disagree with you on
that. Well, I get the idea of the draft.
The draft doesn't exist right now. All they got to do is flip a switch, and it's back.
The draft exists because you have to register for it. So
that's draft registration.
Fine, the draft is there because you've registered for it.
Right. I think you're using the wrong terms. To call it a draft suggests there's a draft going on, and there's not.
Okay.
So anyway, go on with your point.
Fine. You know, all I'm going to say is that I think the best anti-draft movie that I've seen recently is the 300. It's the story of the 300 Spartans at Thermopylae, and they take some they take some license with it. It's certainly not the historical story. But it's a really great movie. There's no doubt about it. And what they do is they uphold themselves as free men, and that they have to fight all of these slaves. And that these slaves are basically under the lash of the Persians, saying, go, fight, go to your doom on the the spears of the Spartans. Go, go.
Fight for
and
some strangers.
That is what the draft is.
That's
the draft is fundamentally slavery, and you can't call it anything else.
Absolutely.
It's coercive.
Nothing benign about that.
Simply because some judge somewhere in American history has said, I don't think this qualifies as under the 13th Amendment to slavery. They're just wrong.
Has that been I presume it's been taken to
I can't imagine that, the 13th, is it the 13th that eliminated slavery?
I believe that is appropriate.
No involuntary servitude, written in the 1860s. Surely somebody between the 1860s and the 1970s has taken that to this all the way to the Supreme Court, and clearly the Supreme Court has ruled up to this point that the draft is legal. Now, the United States government is likely never going to take it back, but then why do we have the Selective Service anyway? Why do we have a big, giant, stupid government bureaucracy we haven't used for 45 years? Somebody's on these boards.
Yes, the draft boards are populated. In fact, there was news a little while ago, years ago, about how the Selective Service was actually looking for draft board. I don't know if they're volunteers or if they get some sort of stipend. But there are draft boards, and they are populated. So, yeah, all they do have to do here is throw a switch and bring the draft back. Most people says...
If you want more people in your military, the answer is very simple economics. Pay more money. You don't need this stupid, expensive government bureaucracy. If you just use the money that goes into the funding of the government bureaucracy, which is now going to be twice as large because, now we're going to have to put women on the Selective Service. I don't understand this. Only the state could make, the state being an organization that claims a monopoly privilege in the use of violence in a given landmass, not a state government, but the United States federal government and other governments that operate like they do. Only an organization that bureaucratic, that irresponsible, could ever run an organization that does nothing for 40 years.
You make a great point here because ultimately they're going to, I don't know if the budget's going to have to double, but there are a lot of more hours going to have to be logged by these employees, these bureaucrats, at whatever the Selective Service head office is, because they send out these cards to everybody who's 17 years old or every male who's 17 years old. And if this goes through, and it sounds like it went through the Senate already, if this goes all the way through, then they're going to have to double the amount or, double the amount of employees.
It's not just the cards. There's some kind of maintenance of some databases that get proliferated and all that stuff. If there is, in fact, an enforcement arm on this, and I wouldn't know, I registered for this thing too. If there is an enforcement arm, I believe I registered, I'm not 100% sure of that. If there is an enforcement arm of this, then that means that there's bureaucrats touching computers and stuff. They're saying, no, this one doesn't get a Pell Grant. There'll be no Pell Grant for you. You didn't sign our postcard.
So, again, female veteran writing the story.
Wait, I self-identify as a woman. I don't have to do this.
At FEE.org, she writes that most people are aware that failing to register with the Selective Service makes a man ineligible for federal student financial aid and seriously impacts his ability to get a government job, obtain a security clearance, or gain citizenship. Fine, you may say. A young man who doesn't want to register can pay the price by not pursuing federal financial aid, not getting a government job clearance, or applying for citizenship. That's a fair trade, and at least there's no violation of natural rights in that scenario. All a man needs to do is exercise his right to opt out or disassociate. But there's more. From the Selective Service System, quote, failing to register or comply with the Military Selective Service Act is a felony, punishable by a fine of up to $250,000 or a prison term of up to 5 years or a combination of both. And we'll talk more about the draft and registering for it. You can share your thoughts as it looks like the U.S. federal government may be moving towards forcing women to also fill out the cards for the Selective Service System and get listed and registered. The toll-free number here, 855-453, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the Radio here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's 855-450-3733. We have Skype. The Skype username for you is lrn.fm. You know, you need to get some business cards done. Go to Vistaprint and use our discount code, and you'll get 500 custom business cards for just $9.99. Now, of course, that's a starting price. You can upgrade to your quality of the card if you'd like. Maybe get a thicker stock or brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, or raised print. Whether you're upgrading it or not, you can definitely customize the text, colors, backsides, and more with their easy-to-use designing tool right there on their website, Vistaprint.com. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. You can upload your existing logo to one of their designs or upload an entire card design. It's super easy to use it. I've done it. Go to Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL at checkout, and you'll get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. You need more than business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. They can handle all of that at Vistaprint. Vistaprint.com with code FTL at the checkout. As we continue here, we'll talk more about the draft and the price that one might pay if one does not register for the draft. The news this week was that the U.S. Senate has actually passed a defense bill that, of course, who could vote against a defense bill? This is how they move all kinds of things into law.
Right. Is one of the real problems with the United States, the process, legislative process, is that they don't have a rule that they can put one item through at a time. So they'll, slide two completely unrelated things through at midnight.
That's correct.
And that's how we got Real ID.
It's a federal ID.
Yeah, the federal Real ID program was a Senate bill in the middle of the night that was, completely unrelated. Well, the United States, frankly, the world, because let's face it, Washington, D.C. acts like it rules the world. The world deserves a better process than this. If you're going to make new rules by which we all have to abide, you should put those rules through one at a time, and everybody should know what's in the rules. That sounds fair, but we don't do anything like that. I'm sorry, the government doesn't do anything like that.
Yeah, so we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll talk more about the draft here as the night goes on. Landon is on the line in Indiana listening to WIDC. Go ahead, Landon.
I question completely unrelated to what you guys are talking about. But
no problem.
When you go into a grocery store and buy a can of pop or something like that, it'll say on there Michigan 5-cent deposit or something like that. Why is there not a federal deposit on all cans or plastic for that matter?
I don't know, because they haven't figured that out yet.
Aren't they state recycling programs or state programs basically? So the feds just aren't involved in that.
Why though?
Why do we want the federal government involved in something like that? Do we need them doing another thing? Do we need them to screw up another thing?
Nah, they wouldn't screw it up.
They wouldn't screw that up.
They're the government. They screw everything up, don't they?
What do we need it for?
Yeah.
What are we going to do with it?
Recycling. Look, I'm not pro-environment exactly, because global warming is kind of a neutral topic. Part of it, I think it's all natural. But it would drive the cost of everything down. Plastic would cost less for companies to buy so they could use it and just...
Well, the problem with recycling at this point isn't that people aren't doing it, because people are doing it. The problem is that they don't wash it enough. So the people are doing the recycling. Oh, now I've got to sort this from that and that and from the other thing. Pretty soon we're going to have 9 different barrels that we take out to the trash because everything's been sorted in a different way. And we're going to get a fine if you don't properly wrench your pop bottle. That's really what it comes down to.
So, Landon, why would you think the government wouldn't screw this one up?
I really thought they would. They screw everything up.
That's true. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, if it's valuable, and it is, as I understand it, to collect cans. I was watching the Penn & Teller BS episode about recycling, how I learned this, is that some things that are recycled it actually costs more to create a recycled version of said bottle or whatever the thing is than it does to create one from new product. And there are certain things that are recyclable that are actually financially worthwhile. And as my understanding, aluminum cans are one of those things.
Metals generally are. You can use glass for things. Like, okay, glass is made from sand. Silica. There's not a big loss of that stuff. It's nice and easy to use. You can get a lot of sand.
A lot of sand out there.
Desert, for instance. So glass recycling is inefficient if you have to wash out the bottles and all that kind of thing, and sometimes you do. Now, this obviously isn't true. Back in the day, they had Pepsi bottles and Coke bottles, and you had to put a real deposit down on those. You remember that, Ian?
Nope.
You weren't old enough for that? Okay, so when I was a kid, you would get
in Florida?
8 pints of Pepsi or Coke, and you'd give them, I think it was 10 cents per bottle is what you had to put a deposit down, and then you would return those, hopefully washed out, in the same container into this basket that would be at the grocery store or the convenience store.
Yeah, that's way before my time.
You'd just put them right in there, and then they'd rinse them out, and they'd use them again.
Huh.
And you'd find that the paint on these things would wear off over time, but when they decided it was bad enough, then they'd just do the bottles again.
Now, is this the company
was
program?
No, that was the company doing it, because they found that it was worth
economically
doing.
Viable.
It was economically viable because they gave you the money to do it. But then,
and that was going to be my point, was that if it's worthwhile, if cans are worth something, and to some places they are, then let them handle it. Let those people, those individuals, those companies, let them handle the payouts. We don't even need the state governments to be mandating or offering these programs. And I don't know how the state deposit programs work. I'm not sure. I've never done anything with that. But if you want to comment, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. But we don't need centralized bureaucracy making these decisions. How do we know 5 cents or 10 cents or whatever is the right amount? Have you ever looked on a soda can where it shows different amounts for different states? You know, let everybody who's buying decide those.
I can tell you what happens here in New Hampshire. Now, you know, New Hampshire and Vermont, they're little bitty states up here in New England that have been 69ing for 200 years, right? And they, you know, we have little places. Now, New Hampshire doesn't have a recycling program. Maine and Vermont do. But Vermont says you can't crush your cans. So what happens is I can see Vermont from my driveway, right?
Yep.
It's not far away. People in my town generally that do collect the cans, oftentimes the guys that work at the transfer station, which is our version of a dump, they come and get the stuff from there. They take the cans, they'll take them to Vermont.
Sure.
And they'll take the money for them rather than taking them someplace and getting the money for the aluminum. They'll get the return money, which is significantly more because – you know, Vermont is getting is giving out extra money.
It's the state government, though, that's doing that,
sure.
Right? So, yeah, I mean, you can't blame somebody for working the system. By all means, if you get paid,
I don't blame anybody.
You get paid across the invisible line. You go across the invisible line. You get paid for doing the same amount of work.
I don't blame them for it. I'm just saying that clearly there's some kind of rent-seeking behavior going on, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And this does not grow society. This does not make the world a better place. Rent-seeking behavior is what you expect from politicians, lawyers, slumlords.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We've got more draft conversation, more selective service stuff on the way here, and you can join us and bring up anything you want on Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, live Saturday edition, continues here, 855-450-3733. We've got more on the way about the draft. The Selective Service may be requiring women to register when they turn 18.
If you've missed the healthcare deadline and you don't have any form of healthcare right now, and you're likely to get fined, well, Liberty HealthShare has an answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who already have enrolled, but you're just not satisfied with your purchase for whatever reason, Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt, for those of you that don't know, that's Obamacare. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health and care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor, hospital, or nation, across the nation. Plus, you don't have to pay for any services that other people get that you don't agree with morally. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237. Or you can just go to libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. It's not that big of a deal. 855-585-4237. libertyhealthshare.org. By the way, for our family, it was just a bit more than half of what health insurance was. libertyhealthshare.org.
Failing to register or comply with the Military Selective Service Act is a felony punishable by a fine of up to $250,000 or a prison term of up to 5 years or a combination of both. Also, a person who knowingly counsels, aids, or abets another to fail to comply with the act is subject to the same penalties. And I would like to counsel you to fail to comply with the act, young people. Screw the federal government. If they are demanding that you serve them, I say just say no. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Joe, listening in Indiana, we'll talk more about the draft here. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, thank you, Ann. I would like to say that as far as signing up for the draft, that's all fine and dandy with women being in there. The one thing I would like to know is who's going to monitor to make sure that's fair. And the reason I say that is because I did serve my country. I was not drafted, I enlisted, but a lot of people were drafted. And what I've noticed, it boiled down to like senators, House of Representatives, daughters, sons were never drafted. So I'm wondering who's going to watch that to make sure it's fair for everybody rather than the medium income people being the only one getting drafted.
That's There's a lot of complaints from those that were in the military at the time of the draft that things weren't equitable at all as far as distribution of wealth. It seems fair that if those that are in the lower incomes and those that are in the middle incomes are drafted, then why shouldn't those who are in the upper incomes, especially in the seats of power, why wouldn't their kids be drafted? And I'm sure there's a senator's kid out there that was drafted, but it does seem like it was inequitably distributed.
Well, this is actually one of the arguments that statists will use to argue to bring back the draft.
This time it'll be fair.
Right. They claim that, let's make it so that everybody has their kids be subject to the draft, including bureaucrats, including senators, sons, etc., or in this case daughters, will be subject to the draft. And they say that, if the senator's sons are subject to the draft, then that'll make the senators and the state or the representatives, U.S. representatives, less likely to want to go to war because they won't want their kids to die. This is the argument in favor of the draft. Go ahead.
They already have an answer for that, and the answer is they would seem more valuable to their country if they did not serve in a war, because that was the answer that I had received when I had already questioned this about 30 years ago.
But yeah, I mean, as far as fairness is concerned, wouldn't it be just more fair to not have a draft and not force people into slavery?
Yes, it would. And besides that, drafting people means you get a whole array of anything and everything, which is conducive to a good Army, Navy, Marines.
That much is true. Thanks, Joe, for your call tonight. I appreciate
it. It's simple economics. If for whatever reason you need more people in the military, you pay more money. The United States government doesn't have the same problems it did in World War II, where its money was tied to medals, and they could only print as much money as they had medals. Now they just print whatever they want. So if they want to, if this is what they do when they want to fight wars. Now, frankly, I think that that's a despicable use of money. But nonetheless, it just doesn't make any sense. You don't need the draft anymore. It is an anachronism. It's archaic. The only people that want the draft are those that are like, kids today suck. They're stupid. And they don't work. They're lazy. They lay around. They don't do anything. And the military will whip them into shape. Sure, when I was in military, we spent all of our time trying to avoid orders and doing our very, very best not to do any work. But this time, it would work. I mean, my uncle was in the military, in the Air Force. He said it nearly ruined him for real work.
And there you have it, where the law is exposed for what it really is, a statute that institutionalizes indentured servitude whenever the government sees fit. That is exactly what military service is, whether you join voluntarily or are conscripted into the armed forces. Now, if you refuse to register, your entire professional life is likely to be destroyed.
By the way, conscription? A synonym for that are slavery and serfdom.
Right, and conscription is another word for the draft.
Yeah, indentured servitude. These are synonyms for conscription.
Any person who recognizes the principle of self-ownership will immediately understand why requiring a person to register for the draft is the antithesis of personal freedom. If you fail to register, you risk your liberty through jail time or the fruits of your labor by paying a fine for committing no crime at all. There is no reason to believe that if women are made to register for the Selective Service, that these penalties will change, and they will infringe on women's rights in the same way that they currently infringe on men's rights. This article isn't meant to doubt the ability of women to perform physically demanding tasks in dangerous, high-stakes environments. Indeed, women have successfully engaged in many different roles during war for decades, as medics, pilots, gunners, female engagement team members, and more. Unfortunately, many people have been pining for equal treatment for women without considering what the actual treatment is and whether it's a good thing for men either.
Right. Let's not have equal slavery. Let's have equal freedom. Okay? Signing up for Selective Service. The draft is, by its very nature, a form of slavery.
That's correct.
And you can't deny that. But, you know, you're welcome to it. 855-453.
You think somebody will claim that the draft isn't slavery?
Well, they're going to claim it's short-term or it's necessary or something like that.
Yeah, I'd love to hear someone make that claim. 855-450-3733.
But, you know, so you don't want to make women subjected to it. It'd be just as easy to get rid of this expensive, bloated, useless government program called Selective Service that hasn't been used in 40 years, more than 40 years. What the hell do we have it for in the first place? And why do we want to put women in it, too?
Somebody's getting a paycheck. That much is for sure.
That is for sure.
Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. So how closely have you guys been following this controversy in New Hampshire over the drug war spending?
I heard there's this granite hammer thing, which is $1.5 million or something like that, or they're trying to increase it by $1.5 million, and a bunch of state reps voted for this, and so the drug war is going to continue as it is all around the United States.
Well, they voted it down, I guess, and then they got to vote again. Isn't it interesting how they get to vote again, but we the people, you know, we have to wait two years when we want to vote on something.
Didn't they pass it when they voted on it again, though?
Yeah, the second time it passed.
Right.
Now, I'm sure there must have been some sort of at least technical changes, but...
And it's my understanding... I'm sorry, Dave. We'll let you continue here in a moment. Hang on. It's my understanding Darrell W. Perry ran the numbers, looked at the votes, and found several, more than a dozen, I forget the exact number, I'm sure he can inform us of that, of supposed Liberty reps, people who get an endorsement from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, who voted in favor of continuing and increasing the war on drugs. It really calls into question those Liberty Alliance endorsements, doesn't it? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Who out? Is there actually somebody out there listening that doesn't think the draft is slavery? Maybe that person does exist. I'd love to hear from you if you're out there here tonight. You can join us on Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com if you support what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. And you want to get behind the show, $5 a month is all that we ask for, and you can join the AMP program. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, all of that for $5 a month. Plus, that money helps us get on new radio stations. We're on over 170 AM and FM stations across the United States today. We've got satellite channels across Sub-Saharan Africa, North and Central America. We can expand all of that, plus our internet audience, with your help for $5 a month. Again, you get those perks. It helps us out a lot. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. Any major credit card through PayPal or Visa and MasterCard right on the site. So once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with Dave in New Hampshire, it's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. You were asking us about this Operation Granite Hammer. It is a drug war program, apparently, here in New Hampshire that passed, I guess, I don't know what the margin was that it passed by, because first it didn't pass the State House, then it did pass the State House, so who knows what kind of wrangling went on behind the scenes to get this thing to pass. But obviously, Liberty people aren't too happy with it, except for the people who were called Liberty reps by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, an organization I support, by the way, as a,
life member also.
A life member. You know, I think they're just being too loose with handing out these endorsements to candidates. I don't think you should be able to support the war on drugs and be called a Liberty candidate. I mean, this is like one of the most basic issues of you own yourself. You should be free to put what you want in your own body.
They're endorsements based on math. And
it's an endorsement based on how they vote on certain things.
Well, what you're saying is that you want votes to be weighted. And I get that. I've got my issues too, brother. But You know, what they do is they take a certain amount of bills, and if you...
It's my understanding economic bills are weighted heavier than the social freedoms, but I could be wrong about that. I recall hearing that. But, Dave, you're on with us here. What did you want to say about this?
Well, the first time they tried to pass it, it failed by one vote, I guess, and it failed because of a free stater who lobbied heavily against it, Amanda Bolden, who's a state rep. And she has gotten so frustrated that she's pulled a Ridley and she's starting to produce videos about her experiences inside the state house under the dome.
Really?
And, I saw part of one last night. I guess it's her first one. She's very humble about it, but it was really well produced and, she did a good job explaining her concerns with what's going on. So it was nice to see that sort of evolution of the way that the state rep office is being used. I've never seen a state rep really do that before.
I totally agree with you. Well, now, I guess there's an exception to this. There are state reps who have cable access television shows. So that has happened already to that extent, which arguably probably gives them a bigger audience than she has right now. If she's just releasing on YouTube, she would have to go viral or something like that before she would be able to compete with the size of the audience you'd get from just putting product on one of the public access channels. But she could put her state house videos on public access if she wanted to. That would be another way for her to get garner additional audience within New Hampshire. But I agree with you, Dave. This is a good idea. Use the office as a pulpit. Use the whatever kind of attention that you can get for being a state representative, which isn't that much in New Hampshire, given that there are 400 of them. But a state rep who's trying to get attention will be more likely to get some than one that just quietly votes in obscurity. So good for her. I think it's a good move.
You know what would be fun is to have a state rep that just goes around with a GoPro on his forehead all the time and just records all his interactions with lobbyists and other sleazy state reps and so forth. But
I imagine they'd stop getting lobbied pretty quickly.
Yeah, probably true.
Yeah, if you want to see Amanda's video, if you go to Facebook and just look up Amanda Bolden, I think it should be fairly easy to find.
Gotcha. Well, thanks for the heads up, Dave. Appreciate it. That's Dave from RidleyReport.com. We can continue talking about the draft here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's start with Will in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WILM.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Will.
You know, I think, Selective Service, the big tie-in, too, you always follow the money. You can't get any federal financial aid or anything like that for student loans
right,
unless you sign up. So... By forcing women to do it, you're now tying them into that too and possibly limiting other financial options while opening the big, giant, ridiculous federal purse.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's too many young people that don't sign up for this program that doesn't do anything. So basically they're, you know, effectively making it difficult for them to get driver's licenses and federal funding for college and a variety of things if they don't, you know, fill out some information on a postcard and send it in. I would imagine the vast majority do it. Or the other possibility is the federal government has no enforcement mechanism, and this is just all a bunch of hot air about you won't get all our special privileges if you don't fill out the paperwork. I don't know the answer. I filled it out. Well, my partner here filled it out.
Yeah, they do have an enforcement because I know a friend of my family, grew up in a fairly rough city and, didn't have people saying, hey, you need to do this when the time comes. And, he did get turned down for, financial aid, this and that, anything else, when, he got his life together trying to go to school. And they even tried to get into the military, and they gave him trouble with that, too. So, there are some ramifications for it. But I think the draft is never going to be used unless there's, like, a global catastrophe, because now weapons are made to, have mass effect instead of the way it was back then.
Well, no, not so fast. Now, just to bring you up to speed, on this show, we've been following along news about the draft for several years, more than several years. And I remember years ago, there were these Selective Service commercials that were running on the radio. I think they still do. But also, there was talk at that time during the 2008 campaign, I believe it was, because it was John McCain and Barack Obama who were going to some sort of summit together as the two candidates for president. We agree on this one thing, and the summit was all about national service. And this is the nasty little creature that they're putting out there, and they're putting it out there over and over again to people that's going to contain the draft. But it won't actually be called the draft. They'll call it national service, and they'll say the proposals that have been made, just to summarize, there have been several of them, but to summarize, the idea would be that young people, and if they put a selective service in for women as well, they'll have all of them registered, that young people would be forced to go into national service. Now, they'd get to then choose which wing of the national service they would want to join, which would be, do you want to join the military wing? Do you want to join the Peace Corps wing, if you will? They have some sort of national service corps that they have cooked up that hasn't been passed into to law quite yet. But this will be their way around. Well, it's not a draft. It's national service. You're not against serving your country, are you?
This is the dirty little secret that we haven't trotted out yet. And this is what I believe to be the conspiracy. This is the reason the politicians won't get rid of a program that they have not used for 40 years.
Yes.
It's because they damned well intend to use it.
They're going
to use selective service as their recruitment mechanism for this national service plan that they have.
Yes.
And sure, it'll be softened, but it'll be softened because they're going to do it to everybody. Peacetime, wartime, no matter what. They're going to say, 2 years in, you work for the government, because the federal government has all kinds of positions they can't fill right now. They don't have qualified people. So what they need to do is create a funnel of people that will work for the federal government. And not to say people won't, they just aren't very good at advertising it. So it's easier to sort of recruit from within. And so they will be able to look at people and decide who they want to recruit from within. And at this point, the, you know, land of the free and home of the brave becomes essentially a bunch of worker bee socialists.
Will, your thoughts?
I agree, because, you know, with Obamacare, for the first time in history, there's a price of admission for being an American. So I wouldn't put anything past them about imposing anything else on us, in whatever fancy, fancy dressed-up way they could hit on social media and Facebook and have a bunch of celebrities talk about to make
sure
you feel good while it's free over. So,
right, and you know, this is worth more discussion. Thank you, Will, for your call here tonight. Let's talk a little bit more about national service, because, yeah, he's right. They can trot out the celebrities. Oh, yeah, national service is great. It's volunteering, even though you're being forced.
And you're getting paid. That's not volunteering.
Yeah, toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. But they try to conflate it with actual volunteer opportunities, and I think that's super dangerous as well. Hour number two is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.